Infill cancel, and they're refusing to repair my front door on the first telephone after the police have done. So we're going through this cycle, we're going to contact them again.
About council tax or housing benefits only. Help with waste and recycling, choose 3. Inquiries regarding homelessness, housing advice, tenancy, rent or repairs are on 4.
So it's 4 rent repairs.
For housing benefits, please press 1. If you are a permanent council tenant or leaseholder and have a tenancy, rent or repair inquiry, choose 2.
If you're a tenant.
If you're a council tenant, or for all repair inquiries, including if you're a leaseholder, press option 1. Or if you own, thank you for calling the Housing Resolution Team. If you're able to, it's much quicker and easier to report non-emergency repairs on our web form. Please go to our homepage and search Repair to get started. We'd really appreciate it, as it helps us to free our phone line for residents who need to report emergency repairs. If you need to report an emergency repair, please stay on the line.
I just spoke to a gentleman called Abiola, and I wouldn't call him a gentleman. Abiola, I've told him that what's happened, that I've been in my house, and he seems to know my details, personal details, and he's telling me because of my front door has, because I'm barred from going to Burncroft Avenue, they're refusing to secure my front door after what's happened. And I told him, he's going to me, so why has your front door? And I'm telling him, my front door has been secured because Enfield Council has failed me, and Enfield Council has failed me and allowed people to victimise me and make malicious phone calls, and this is another malicious phone call that's been made about me, and it's having an effect on my way of life. And he's saying to me, he doesn't care, he's not going to repair and get my front door fixed and put the phone down. And I said, I've got a CAD number, and I said, this is unfair, what you're doing. He said, because you're not allowed to your house. And I said, I'll have someone else go to the house. How can you tell me? I've told you, I just need, here's the CAD number, and I need the front door to be secured. I'm a secure tenant in your repair line. It's an emergency situation, and they're not listening. Being absolutely horrible down the phone. No, they won't pick up. You do not need to leave your telephone number. Thank you for holding. And a
advisor will answer your call as soon as they are available. Or you can leave a request for us to call you back. Please press 1 to leave a callback request. Please note, you do not need to leave your telephone number. Thank you for holding. An advisor will answer your call as soon as they are available. Or you can leave a request for us to call you back. Please press 1 to leave a callback request. Please note, you do not need to leave your telephone number. Thank you for holding. An advisor will answer your call as soon as they are available. Or you can leave a request for us to call you back. Please press 1 to leave a callback request. Please note, you do not need to leave your telephone number. Thank you for holding. An advisor will answer your call as soon as they are available. Or you can leave a request for us to call you back. Please press 1 to leave a callback request. Please note, you do not need to leave your telephone number.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Can I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
Yes, good evening. How can I help you?
I just spoke to a person, a member of staff in this department, Abelola, I believe, and he was absolutely rude to me, and I feel that it was unfair in what he's just said to me, considering the circumstances, and I would like to go through that with yourself and try to get these issues rectified and be treated fairly. Is that possible?
It depends on your address. Can I take the first one off your address?
My address is, it depends on my address. I'm a secure tenant of 109 Burncroft Avenue, Enfield.
Yes, your address has to be on our system, that's why they ask. Can you confirm the name of the tenant?
I'm Mr. Simon Paul Cordell.
Thank you. And what are the problems?
The problem is that I have been, over the last, since 2010, I've been maliciously attacked by members of my neighbours, and I've documented this in horrificcorruption.com. And I was given a diary by the council to fill out. I filled that diary in every day with evidence, and the council refused to accept that diary back. Now the council have refused to arrest any of these people, and they're allowed to continue making malicious stories about
all
right. me. I've had a
oh,
malicious
right.
story.
No,
no, no, I don't need the police. I don't need the police. And they put the phone down.
You should have just told them.
No, she needs to understand from what's happened, what he's saying to me. Like, he's saying to me, she's sitting with him now, and they both know exactly what's being said.
The way you
done
it, I'm sure what the problem was, and then that goes through.
I've told her this already. They already know that the door needs, it's a repair line. She knows that this comes down to some form of repair.
Regarding an increase of your council tax bill due to the changes in the council tax.
I'm recording the conversation now.
25, while you're having to pay council tax for the first time due to changes in the council tax support scheme, please refer to our website for further information at enfield.gov.uk and enter council tax support of benefits and FAQs in the search bar. Please don't visit libraries as staff, they will not be able to assist unless your query is very basic. Award or council tax award, including how to claim, how to report any changes that may affect your benefit claims, discretionary awards, or if you have received an award letter you would like to discuss, please press option 2.
Thank you. I was very polite and clear the first time. I need my front door repaired. And the bloke, I've said to him that that's what I need. And he said to me, I'm refusing to repair your front door. I said, why are you refusing to repair my front door? Like, I'm a secure tenant and I've got a CAD number here. He goes, you're barred from going to your house. I'm like, why am I barred from going to my house? I'm not allowed to go to my house, but that doesn't necessarily mean that someone else can't go to my house. Other people are allowed to go to my house, and I can have someone else arrange it. He goes, why are you barred from going? I go, because I've been set up. Yeah, the Enfield Council won't arrest my neighbours or do an investigation into what they're saying and letting them attack me when we're writing the correct correspondence in regards to all of this. And now she's been allowed to make up another malicious story again about me, and I'm suffering because of it and because of Enfield Council's failure. And then he's like, well, I'm not going to get your door fixed, and he put a phone out of me. And then now she's just gone and done that, put me through to some emergency service. The emergency services didn't even work or put me through to emergency services in these situations, and they put the phone down anyway. She didn't even ask me if I needed an emergency services, and I guaranteed that was right. She just made a split decision and ruthlessly put the phone down, even when she could hear me in the background saying, no, that you got it wrong. You know, that's bad, bad caller services. Mad man, honestly, I'm really. They're refusing to secure the front door, is my fault. But they have the live solution.
For housing benefits, please press 1. If you are a permanent council tenant or leaseholder and have a tenancy, rent or repair inquiry, choose 2. If you're a council tenant or for all repair inquiries, including if you're a leaseholder, press option 1. Or if you own your council property or are thinking of buying it, choose 2. For any rent inquiries, it's easier and quicker to email rent.council.housing@enfield.gov.uk. If you're a council tenant, or for all repair inquiries, including if you're a leaseholder, press option 1.
Thank you
for calling the Housing Resolution Team. If you're able to, it's much quicker and easier to report non-emergency repairs on our web form. Please go to our homepage and search repair to get started. We'd really appreciate it, as it helps us to free our phone line for residents who need to report emergency repairs. If you need to report an emergency repair, please stay on the line.
Ba 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 ba. Thank you.
answer your call as soon as they are available, or you can leave a request for us to call you back. Please press 1 to leave a callback request. Please note, you do not need to leave your telephone number.
Am I speaking to my host?
Michael,
I'd like you to know that I'm also recording these conversations, and I have been for the last two conversations where I was rudely had the phone put down on me. My main issue is trying to get my house secured. I'm a secure tenant of 109 Burncroft Avenue, EN3, and the police have wrongly kicked my front door down, and I need the front door emergently secured because it isn't secured. I can have somebody be at the address for...
What's the postcode? EN3?
7JQ.
What? And the door number
61? 109 it is.
109?
Yep. You can check it at horrificcorruption.com. I'm going to post it all up for the other two. What's his name again? Abola. And for the other one, I'll put her name back in a minute. You can go to horrificcorruption.com and go to the green highlight link in there. Click on that and you'll see case files. You'll see where, honestly. And you'll see
I'm not able to do all of that.
Perfect. There is. Are you still there, sir?
Yeah, hold on.
That's correct. The issue is, I'm supposed to be having I've got the old wooden door still in, and there's a company called Granada that I believe that you contracted out to put new doors in for everybody. I'm the only one that hasn't had the new front.
That's done by Major Works. That's totally separate to what you come.
Yeah, I have. I'm the only one that hasn't had the new front door put in still, but my front door is sitting somewhere.
You need to contact Major Works for them to advise you on that one.
All right, I do. Do you have a number for Major Works, please?
There is no number,
just
on your email address.
Do you have the email address for them, then?
Major Works.
Major Works.
At Enfield.
.gov.uk. Okay, thank you. The police
okay,
have put...
Okay, so you called in, basically, to get your front door repaired.
Yes,
and she declined that.
Yes, that's correct.
So, what's the issue then?
The front door needs to be secured properly, and I have a CAD number, and if the premises isn't secured, it's an exterior is down to the council to repair. It's not down to me as a secure tenant in my tenancy agreements, and I'm advised in my tenancy to contact you in these circumstances, and the user will secure the door. So I'm asking for that to be done from the exterior and the stuff that Enfield Council is responsible for it to be secured.
Okay, I'm just looking for the information from the client.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, I've just checked on everything. Basically, you are the housing, your FRO is going to contact you and we have discussed the situation with you before we do anything.
Okay, for what reason?
Because basically, they're going to find out the exact circumstances of what's going on, what happened, and how to resolve this. So
wait, that's not the issue. That's not the emergency issue here. What you're under the.
Unfortunately, you're gonna have to wait.
I understand what you're saying, sir. So before any works are allowed to be done to my premises, like so for front door being.
But you're not even staying there.
But I'm allowed whoever I want to stay at the premises. The rent is being paid on that, and that's my right. That's nothing to do. The rent was paid this month, and I'm not in arrears. So you're going to leave my premises unsecure because you want to talk to me about my personal circumstances that have nothing to do with Enfield Council?
Unfortunately, you're going to have to wait for that contact first before anything else.
And who is the person that's going to be contacting me? So if anything happens, can I take your details as well? So if anything happens and the person, your line manager...
My name's Michael.
And who's the line manager that's advised you on this?
Basically, you're going to get a contact from
What line manager has advised you? I didn't ask. I'm going to get. Who did you? Who just advised you just now? Who did you go to get to advise of? What line manager?
I'm reading the notes of your previous conversation.
The notes on my previous conversation that I just had with a member of staff. And what's that got to do with anything else? I'm now on bail conditions for a case. I'm not innocent till proven guilty. Yeah, who are you to try to? Who are you or any of your team to try to treat me as I'm any other, like I'm guilty or anything? I'm innocent. The case is going for trial still, and I'm going to win that case. I've told you can go to horrificcorruption.com and see the case files, and I've not even been arrested for this case. So the police are getting sued at the moment for it. They've completely failed their own systems and failed me. Yeah, there is no case to answer here. I've just got to sign legal aid, then my solicitor will send the correct correspondence over to them. This is nothing to do with you on secure and your responsibility. You are delegated to you're delegated to secure the premises. Please, can I have the line manager that's advise you? I'm not shouting. I'm just making sure that I'm very clear. I apologise if you feel that, because I'm tongue-tied, so sometimes I can't speak pressured speech. And when I've got someone that's telling me that they're going to leave my house insecure and not secure front door when this is a repair team and I phone you for repairs, I'm not phoning you for social advice or for whether you're a judge or whether you're anything like that or you can make any pretense on anything else that's going on. I'm telling you, my premises is secured and I secure the tenancy and under that you're obliged to secure the outdoor of my premises. What the heck has that got to do with anything else?
You're going to have to wait for the housing manager to contact you first.
And who is the housing manager at the present time now?
Clinton Knight.
Clinton Knight. And when will Clinton Knight? Who advised you? Did Clinton Knight advise you to do this himself? Or did Alabola?
Can you let me speak, please?
Yeah, go on.
We've sent an email through to him for him to contact you and go through all the issues with you.
So this was your decision not to secure my front door because I've told you that I'm not allowed to go to my premises down the phone. So now you've made it on because I've told you saying stop. You're getting all favourable about things. Because he said this to us, now we're going to favour what he said to us and we're going to think we're not going to... That's bias. You have to help us all 2010. Equally, your job is to secure the front door and to do nothing else and not to make no decisions based on anything else. Especially if a judge has... So who the heck are you to make a decision? You're not going to secure my front door. On the previous conversation, I've said that I'm not allowed to go to my flat no more for 5 minutes while I'm on bail conditions. What the heck has that got to do with your job and your ultimate responsibility for what you're supposed to be doing?
You're still
going
to have to wait to be contacted.
Listen to this, boy. You're lucky if you don't get sued at the end. If anything happens to my home and you fail me in your job and your responsibilities, it's like you're trying to be a police officer, a counselor, and deal with those words. You ain't told to do that. You're supposed to be a repair team. So repair the door and do what the contract says. I signed the contract in 2006. It says that you will fix these and do this. I have done this multiple times. I've had my front door taken off about 8-9 times. And I've phoned you. I've never had a team act so recklessly and immature like this before and make a decision. Oh, I need to, I'm going to admit, before we get his front door repaired, we're going to leave his front door unsecure. We're going to make him speak to his housing officer. What's that got to do with what's happening here? I'm not found guilty of nothing.
Unfortunately, you're still going to have to wait for that contract.
I'm putting this to recording up on horrificcorruption.com, yeah, and I advise you to go there, click on the green link, and then in all of the case files, you're going to see another case file. Read through the case files and what you're actually acting on and see what's going to happen to everyone already, and I'll line you up at the bottom of it for doing this as well and following suit. You're bang out of order for what you've done, and you've made the wrong decision today not to secure my property. I pay you up rent, and you take that money already. So how dare you not fix the infrastructure and do what's supposed to be done and accuse me to be guilty and tell me you're going to act on until I'm not even proven guilty. I ain't even got a trial till 1 October. You're having a laugh. Who are you to do that? You've stepped out of your job title and your pay rate wrong. I'm going to end this conversation. I'm going to put it up online. Have a good day. I've got a serious issue. Are you able to talk for 2 seconds? I don't know. I'm not going to make this back. I need to speak to you for 5 seconds. I'll explain to you what I'm doing. Right, when you've got 5 minutes in this box, you're going to go back. You have to find me when you've got 5 minutes. paying for that flat again.
They're getting a house and they're buying in, and they won't even repair the front door. It doesn't matter if they would pay for that flat, they're still the tenants. And until that day comes, and the rent will still be paid, and it's for a judge to make that decision. So if you're not paying the rent, and the rent is still being paid, and it's for a judge to make that decision. So even on those grounds there, who are they that they're going to steer it that way now to act like it's already been upheld in law? They can't regard me. I've never been in trouble. I've never been in trouble. They can never use anything. So the only thing that's ever happened since 2006 to this date now will be that I'm supposed to have said to somebody, I'll blow your car up and I've walked into my house. That's if they ever did manage to get me guilty. That's the, since 2009. Why the heck are they to not secure my front door under those plans? Let's open up some cases, man.